Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
You are an estate and tax planning attorney.
This is true.
This week we're talking about estate taxes and some new possible estate taxes on the horizon with a new administration.
Yeah, estate taxes. And boy, there's a couple things that you can't avoid, right? Death and taxes is what they say. I disagree. I believe that you can actually avoid estate taxes. So estate taxes are something that are imposed upon people who do not plan. And so death, and that's another story. Although in our Christianity, we can avoid the ultimate death. So that's a beautiful thing too. So actually that entire statement is wrong, that we get to avoid death, not in this mortal body, but eternally, when we've given our life to Christ. And yes, with proper planning, we can actually avoid taxes, and specifically estate taxes. Income taxes, now that's a different story. Everyone has to pay income taxes on an annual basis. That's our magic April 15th, even though in the past years that's been kicked down the road. But everyone has to pay their income taxes. Estate taxes are completely optional. And that's good news. So, so if you have a value in your estate then that exceeds tax maximums, then there's good news for you, which is we can actually avoid some of those things. We don't have to have to pay an estate tax. So that's really good news, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is. I had to do an estate about 20 years ago, and we had some pretty hefty estate taxes in California I had to deal with.
Yeah. So that's never fun. And specifically, it's even worse if you know that we didn't have to pay that. That was money that could have been used elsewhere. And that's really the whole heartbeat of what a state tax maneuvering should be about. It should be that there are better hands than the government's that we can move money to, whether it is to the next generation because you've trained them up in a way that they should go. Hopefully they will not depart from it. Or there's oftentimes people have charitable intent. And so I would much rather have money flow to charities, build God's kingdom, do good work instead of having it go to the government. Now, I know that there's many people out there who share that same value, which is if there's anything that I don't want to do is I don't want to pay an estate tax. Well, that's okay. We can solve that. That's a good thing.
Is an estate tax a state issue or a federal issue? Or
yeah,
both?
It is actually both in Washington. Okay. So we have a tax that is called – it's coupled with the federal tax. Actually, it's – my apology. It's decoupled. So in other words, it has not hitched itself to the federal estate tax system. When a state is coupled, when it's together with the federal system, they actually get some money from the federal government. There's a portion of it that goes back to the state. Well, Washington State has determined that they want to decouple themselves from the federal estate taxing system, and they have imposed their own estate tax. So that what that means in Washington is that we have two estate taxes that we need to be concerned about. We need to be looking at what the federal estate tax is doing. As a matter of fact, that was the opening of the show, is that some things are coming down the pike on a federal level because of a new administration. That is often the case with the White House changes party lines. There's always going to be administrative differences, specifically in estate tax and in the taxing scheme. So therefore, it's not a surprise that there has been an adjustment, a philosophy difference in the estate tax realm. Now, on the Washington State side, there is nothing that is adjusting. So that has been established back in 2005. And there was a rate of inflation on the Washington State estate tax. In other words, it continued to go up a little bit by a little bit by a little bit each year due to a rate of inflation. When that was happening, inflation was very low, so it maneuvered in very small increments. However, over the past years, that has stopped. So we are at a level right now that has not changed in many years, and there is nothing on the horizon that that I see that will that the Washington State estate tax is on the target list to make an adjustment. So therefore, in one sense, that's good news because I like predictability. If I know what the law is and I know that somebody is not tinkering with it, well, then I can do very predictable work. It's when a new administration on the federal level comes in and begins to try to make sweeping changes, that's where we get uncomfortable because we only see proposed laws. They have not been signed. And the proposed laws will begin to adjust and move. So whenever you have a new proposed law, it never gets out of Congress in the same fashion that it entered in because there's always different riders, there's always different opinions, and there's compromise, there's adjustments that always take place. And so the end bill always is different. It is rare to have a bill come into the floor and leave the floor intact. So that's really what we want to talk about over these next couple sessions is what have been the proposals. What does it look like? What are the potential ramifications? And always knowing and keeping this in mind, I will try to bring this back to the discussion over and over and over, which is this is a proposal and it is not law yet. So based upon what was written, I am looking at the law and anticipating what changes are going to be made and who it is going to influence. Then, like I said, there's good news. And the good news is that we can make adjustments so that you don't have to pay an estate tax. Now, a couple big deals, which is number one, the law is not fixed yet. So everything we're talking about is based upon what is here, but it will not be exactly the same thing. So I am prognosticating to a degree here. And then the other thing that we need to keep in mind is that unfortunately, a lot of the tools that I use in order to assist people shift their wealth to proper mechanisms so that it can be used wisely instead of fall back into the government's hands, a lot of those tools are also on the chopping block with these proposals. Mm. So not only are they proposing to bring the estate tax threshold down, but they are trying to chip away at some of the opportunities that actually keep wealth in families' hands so that it can be used with greater wisdom and for kingdom purposes. So a really important issue here is that we have solutions, but unfortunately, this is not a fear tactic, but unfortunately, time is of the essence with this one because there are things that may readjust how we address this as estate planners. So it's kind of a double whammy, unfortunately. Mm. And actually, there's a triple whammy in all this conversation. And so so because of the philosophical difference between the Republican and Democratic Party, just how they view taxes. The Democratic Party believes that they're in a position of strength right now, and so therefore they want to hit this as hard as possible. They're kind of bringing out all the stops. Mm. So do I think that everything will pass, and do I believe that all the tools will be taken off and that it and the estate tax threshold will plummet? The answer is, in my heart of hearts, no, I really don't believe that they're going to get everything that they want. So therefore, it'll look different at the end result. But again, time is of the essence, in my opinion, and we really do need to step up to the plate and start being strong stewards of what God has given us. And strong stewardship means that we're utilizing biblical principles, but we're also using the wisdom of the world that we have available to us to ensure that stewardship can properly be obtained and that it can be perpetuated into our kingdom vision that God has given us. So this is a call to action. These shows are a call to action, not out of fear, but out of good stewardship. We want to be people in motion.
So these changes are planned for the federal estate tax. Now, you said there's no changes to the state estate tax. Can you review again how much that is or what's the threshold there?
Yeah. So currently in Washington state, an individual can pass away with $2,193,000. All right. So in a married situation, you can double that because each individual can have that amount. So in essence, I use the number $2.2 million because that's really darn close. In a married couple, it's 4.4 if you have done proper planning. So even strong base estate planning needs to be done just to utilize that exemption amount. So why is it called an exemption amount? Because that first $2.2 million is exempt from being taxed. So we call that an exemption amount. However, if you use a will, which most wills simply say, leave everything to my spouse. Because why? Well, because that's what your wife told you to do. Okay. And so therefore, we leave everything to our spouse in a will. Well, if together you have more than 2.2, or even if you're very close to it, you need to be sitting down with an estate planning attorney to do strong base planning. Because if I have, let's say I have $2.5 million, and then I use a will, and you've heard that each person gets to have $2.2 million. So in your brain, you go, oh, my wife and I are safe. I've got $4.4 million, so I'll just leave everything to her. Well, the fallacy in that is that you used your $2.2 million exemption to give it to your spouse. So therefore, when she passes away, notice how I have the man die first in all my stories, so sorry, men. So then when she passes away, she has everything under her power and control. She has the full $2.5 million. And now when she passes away, unfortunately, there's an estate tax because we didn't do proper planning at the base level. So if you are anywhere at $1.5 million, which, by the way, nowadays is not as hard to get to
with property prices. The house alone could be worth a million.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. In this area, property prices are going out the roof. They keep going up by 5 and 10% a year. So your home that used to be $300,000 up on the north end in the Arlington, well, they're now creeping up to a half a million. Homes that were a half a million dollars just five plus years ago in the Seattle area, they're at $800,000 to $1 million. It is just unbelievable. So everything has to be looked at. So when we talk about how much somebody has, it's not just, you don't get to exempt things. So I've had people say, well, if I use a beneficiary designation, that means it goes directly to the person and it's not counted. Wrong. Because you controlled it at the time of your passing, and you determine where that asset goes, then it is counted. And so therefore, your investment accounts, your 401k, your IRA, your cash accounts, your homes, life insurance policies. If I die and I have a half a million dollar life insurance and I determine who the beneficiary is, that's controlled money and that is a part of my estate value. That all counts towards the $2.2 million. So if you are anywhere near 1.5, 1.6 million, why that number? Because your estate will continue to grow. Property prices continue to grow, then you need to sit down with an estate planner because you're about ready to pay an unnecessary tax. And remember, the estate tax is an unnecessary tax, and it's only taxed to people who don't plan properly. So therefore, this is a call to action. If you have a value in your hands of anywhere near $1.5 million, it's time to stand up and take responsibility and to be a good steward, let's start planning your estate because we can do a good job.
Okay, and some of the heart of Paul Grant this week on the Legacy and Faith Show, and he has a lot of ideas about estate planning and taxes and estate taxes and how to avoid them, and he can help you. How do people get in touch with you, Paul?
Head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts. There's upcoming educational opportunities where we talk about more about estate taxes and about planning in general. So there are great opportunities to get involved, and the first step is usually education. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memoriesworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memoriesworthtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant this week, looking at estate taxes, both federal and state. Lots of changes on the horizon. I have a question, Paul, about evaluating your estate.
Yeah.
When you talk about the house, is that the house in its entire value or just what you owe on it? I mean, let's say you have a house that's worth $1 million, but you got a $500,000
right.
mortgage.
Yeah.
Are you
great question.
Are you hit with $1 million or $500,000?
Well, it so there it's a two-part system. So number one, we have to take the value as it exists,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that tells us whether or not we need to file an estate tax in Washington state. So if you are over the threshold, so you have $1 million property, and let's say you have another 1.5 in other assets or life insurance. So we get back to that $2.5 million threshold in a gross value. So the first question is your gross value more than the threshold? If the answer is yes, then you have to file an estate tax.
Mm.
Which costs several thousands of dollars to do because oftentimes the estate planner is helping get the valuations properly, closing the estate. So you got to pay the estate planning attorney. And then we need to hire usually a CPA to do the estate tax form so that we can file it with Washington State. So even though I have a master's in taxation, I don't do forms. I review forms because I know what's supposed to go on them. I know what values I want. I know where the deductions are, but I'm not a CPA, so I don't invest in the software to actually do the form. And then it would just take me too long to do it by hand, and then I would charge you too much. And we don't like to be charged from attorneys. So therefore, it is actually more prudent for me to review something than it is to actually do it in this scenario. So we're hiring CPAs. To assist us with the actual form itself. So that's just us. There are other attorneys who do it all together, and so that's great. And there's other CPAs that actually would help get the valuations and actually do a lot more. For my system, we like to play nice in the sandbox, and so we invite CPAs to into our playground. So in the cost, so the question was the gross versus the net. So the gross is used to determine whether or not you have to file one.
Okay.
Then you get deductions. Now we start entering the debt, yeah, and we reduce the estate by the $500,000. And that determines whether or not we have exposure to actually write a check to Washington State. But it's kind of a bummer system because if you're highly leveraged and you have a lot of debt in your asset base, then you may actually have to file an estate tax, and your estate may have to actually pay the cost to do the form itself just to have all the deductions to demonstrate, but I really don't owe anything right now. So there's always that double-edged sword. But ultimately, we are taxed upon the net value of an estate, not the gross value.
Okay.
So there you go. Much broader, probably more information than what we wanted, but there you go. There's your answer. Well, as we look then and kind of stay focused on the Washington state estate tax before we move into some of the proposals of the federal. So just as a quick reminder, we have an exemption amount of 2.2. So if you have anywhere near that 1.5, specifically as a married couple, there's a lot of things that we can do. We don't have to pay an unnecessary estate tax. There's no movement on the horizon in Washington state. So that's good news because it's predictable on how we're going to do it. And we can actually do a lot of good things to set up your biblical vision. What has God told you to do with your finances? Well, let's take good stewardship and ownership of that, and let's make sure that we're doing estate planning as it needs to be done. So there's kind of a summary of the Washington state estate tax. Well, shall we move into the federal?
Let's move into the federal estate tax.
So, like I said, there's proposals. Nothing is passed in law yet. So currently, the federal estate tax is extremely high. It's never been as high in its history as it is right now. The federal estate tax goes all the way back into the 90s, where a lot of people were using trusts because the estate tax exemption amount was so low, $600,000. So, but we had a lot less millionaires back in the 90s compared to moving into the 20s with all of the kind of property prices, all of the dot-com businesses that exploded people's estates. So, so early in 2000, when President Bush number two came in, he set in motion a new federal estate tax, which graduated and increased every year. When he ended his term, it was at about $5.5 million. So that was a hefty increase from $600,000, although it was about $850,000 when he took over. So the estate tax through the 2000s have been systematically increasing over time. Then when President Trump came into power, he kicked it up and doubled it. And so it went up from $5.5 to $11.5 million.
Mm, okay.
And it is currently, with additional rate of inflations, it is now at $11.7 million. So that's per person. So that means if you double that, that's $23.4 million that a married couple could have. That's a pretty good size estate for most people and for most listeners. And so therefore, the federal estate tax in its current form is very robust. However, when we talk about that robust number, the Washington state estate tax pales in comparison. And so the Washington state estate tax starts at 15% and graduates up to 21%. And so even if you have a very sizable estate, you don't want to be caught even with the Washington state tax, let alone the federal, because if you exceed the federal exemptions, a 40% tax starts, and that's bitey.
Yeah.
And so that's real. And boy, that we're talking about real money when you start getting up into a tax bracket of 40% on top of the Washington state. Now, there's a deduction on the federal level for if you ended up paying a Washington state estate tax, but it's just a deduction. So it does some good, but it doesn't do a ton of good. So therefore, when we talk about federal estate taxes, It's a big deal because it really bites. And because of the changes that are coming across in the federal system, it's really important that we have this discussion. Now, we don't have much time left here today, so we're going to have to use next week's show. So how about that? That was probably good advertisement, right? I don't do this too often to where I'm encouraging people, you got to get back to next week's show. That's just where we're going to be. We're going to start talking about the proposals of what have been submitted in Congress. It's called the 99.5% Act.
Ooh,
it's
boy.
Been given by Senator Bernie Sanders, who by most people would be a very liberal perspective in how he wants to govern America. And so if it was penned by him, then you probably have just an initial thought pattern that says, boy, that could cause some trouble.
99.5%?
Yes.
That could cause some real problem.
Yeah. And so the 99.5% Act has been written back in late April. It is on the floor. It is in written form. And so therefore, we're going to start looking at that and start dealing with it a little bit in next week's show. But again, the Washington state estate tax is enough consideration that we should do strong planning, let alone a federal tax. So they're proposing that they're going to bring it down to $3.5 million. So that'd be $7 million as a married couple. And that's when a 45% tax would start. We need to talk about this. And I'm talking about stewardship. So we need to be strong stewards. We need to plan with what God has given us to make sure that what God has put into our hands serves a kingdom purpose, not a taxing service. So therefore, we need to sit down. We need to have a conversation. And so head over to legacyandfaith.com, and that's our website. You can find past podcasts. You can find opportunities to communicate with us, and there's upcoming educational opportunities so that we can get your plan moving in the right direction. Stewardship matters, so head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, always great stuff with Paul Grant. Next week, part two of the new estate taxes that are being proposed. You don't want to miss that. Again, legacyandfaith.com for details. Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.